Cruise ships can evoke images of luxury and comfort. But take a closer look and a different picture emerges. Global environmental groups say in just one day, a single smokestack can generate the same amount of pollution as 12,000 cars. Dennis McLaren heads Puget Sound's Clean Air Agency.
Those fine particles in diesel exhaust lodge deeply in the lungs. They affect kids with asthma.
Cruise ship operator Holland America hopes to reduce the harmful emissions by plugging into the power grid of the northwestern U.S. city of Seattle. Company president Stein Cruz says the port's giant transformers will allow the company's ships to run on electricity instead of diesel fuel when they dock.
The ships of today and the size of our engines and the power requirements are very substantial. And to bring a ship like this into the city's electrical grid requires a lot of technology.
It also requires a lot of money. Princess Cruises spent more than $1 million last year to install the new electrical system at the Seattle port. And it costs another $1 million to retrofit each ship. Holland America is also spending big money. Cruz says the company is testing a new $1 million seawater scrubber to clean ship exhaust before it reaches the smokestack.
The seawater will scrub these emissions, and the particulate matters will go back into the ship and be ultimately blended with the sludge and offloaded.
Experts say the new initiatives will help reduce air pollution by 30%, but environmentalists warn the new technologies will have little impact unless all ships comply. Emission standards set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency apply only to domestic ships, even though foreign-flagged vessels account for 90% of the pollution at U.S. ports. Millar Sega, VOA News.